The 2016 legislative session began this week, and right off the bat, education bills filled the docket. Many of these bills arose in the off-season. I'm Rachel Morello, and my colleague Claire McInerney was at the State House to see the kickoff to the session and joins me to talk about the biggest education bills the General Assembly will tackle this year. Claire, for the second year in a row, education is going to be a centerpiece in this session. Many people are watching it closely. Why is that?
For two big reasons, the state assessment, which we call the I-STEP, and the A through F grading system for schools. We received I-STEP scores this week, and they show huge decreases in scores. The number of students passing both the English language arts and math portions dropped from 75% to 53%.
Can we explain why the I-STEP scores are so low?
Sure. If you recall, last year students took a new version of the I-STEP that matched our new standards. Its format was different and not something students and teacher had seen before. There were also technical problems. Because of all of this, State Superintendent Glenda Ritz and a few others worried we would see a huge dip in scores, and we did.
So what are legislators proposing?
Most people, from legislators to Superintendent Ritz, agree this year's scores aren't a correct measurement of student learning and shouldn't be used to evaluate teachers and schools. So they proposed two bills right off the bat to address these concerns. Here's Senate President Pro Tem David Long discussing the two bills on the first day of the session Tuesday.
Which will hold harmless for 1 year both teacher pay and school A through F scores from the outcomes of the I-STEP test. We feel this is the fairest way to deal with what we believe are temporary declines in test scores due to both a more rigorous test and unexpected problems with the test itself.
Also, there is a second bill related to I-STEP. The chair of the House Education Committee, Bob Boehning, is proposing a bill that removes student I-STEP scores from teacher evaluations for 1 year.
I understand they're also expediting these bills so they would go into law before the end of January.
Yes.
We're dealing with all of these issues because it's the first year the I-STEP test matches the new standards we wrote after leaving Common Core. But now, because of the drastic drop in scores, I understand we have a proposal to get rid of I-STEP?
Yes. House Minority Leader Scott Pelath, a Democrat, spoke on the House floor Tuesday saying the I-STEP test is broken and needs to be replaced. Many of his Republican colleagues echoed that sentiment. So it seems a discussion about different testing options is a bipartisan issue the legislature will deal with this session. Since it is a short session, though, there may not be time to find a solution. But House Speaker Brian Bosma says they still have time to formulate a plan that would help replace the I-STEP.
Okay, so testing will dominate a lot of the education conversation. What else can we expect in terms of education legislation this year?
There will undoubtedly be legislation having to do with the teacher shortage. Last summer, State Superintendent Glenda Ritz formed the Blue Ribbon Commission. Ritz, educators, and other stakeholders met six times and released a legislative agenda at their final December meeting. Some of the things the group suggested are increasing teacher salaries, establishing mentoring programs, and increasing professional development opportunities. State Board of Education member Gordon Hendry also proposed a legislative plan to help attract and keep teachers in Indiana's classrooms.
It's a scholarship program for the top 20% in high school with certain SAT score thresholds to apply to a scholarship program, which would enable Hoosier students to get access to four-year college scholarships to attend Indiana-accredited education schools. Then the hope would be that they would become teachers for at least 4 years in any Indiana school.
Does Hendry have legislators on board with this plan?
For now, yes. But like all legislation proposed at the beginning of the session, these bills could look very different by the end of the session.
Okay. Thanks for explaining all that, Claire.
Of course.